A century ago always sounds like an eternity, too long to even imagine what life was like in the United States. But 100 years ago in 1915, the average income was $687, translated in today's money, $16,000. A woman's salary was half of that general salary. The upside? No income tax. You could buy a good home, a nice house, for $3,200. And that car in your garage would cost you a cool $2,000. Fill up your tank? Gasoline for your horseless carriage would run you 15 cents a gallon. 15 cents, my word, for that exorbitant price you could buy 2 loaves of bread. For 9 cents a quart of unpasteurized milk and a pound of the best steak cost 26 cents. Eggs went for about 34 cents a dozen. A brief list of Uber events in that year, 1915, is astonishing. World War I began that year in Europe. First, chemical warfare, poison gas used by the Germans. First flamethrower, first hand grenade, first tank, first hovercraft. A big year for war and its weapons. British liner Lusitania, sunk by Germans, lost 1,198 souls. The first national park opened. The first Kiwanis Club began. Typhoid Mary was arrested again and returned to quarantine. 25,000 women marched in Manhattan, demanding the right to vote. Neon sign was invented. Somerset Maugham's Of Human Bondage was published. Galveston hurricane kills 275 people and wreaks $50 million damage. 1915 was the 50th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. One of the most staggering events was the release of the first 12-reel movie, Birth of a Nation, which ran a full 3 hours, depicting the Civil War and Reconstruction. The box office ticket cost $2, when most moving pictures cost 10 cents. Birth of a Nation is considered by most to mark the birth of modern American cinema. Full of innovations, the D.W. Griffith film version of North Carolinian Thomas Dixon's The Klansman introduces cinematic firsts, such as the close-up, cross-cutting from one scene to another, the first night photography, the use of color tinting to heighten dramatic effects, its own musical score to be performed by a full orchestra. The saga of the Civil War and Reconstruction is also arguably the most offensive, racist propaganda film ever made. Life was different a century ago, but in so many ways the same. Wars, natural disasters, sensational movies, photo ops for politicians, the racial divide, disease, women still trying to level the playing field. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Or as the French say, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. Everything sounds better in French.